My freshman year of high school, I went to the Philippines for my birthday for about 10 days with my dad for the first time. In comparison to here in the States, it's completely different, like 360 degrees. There's truth in the poverty levels. The Philippines is a poverty-stricken country, that's for sure. However, there is this almost sense of contentment with amongst the urban poor, if you will. You know, they do their best to really get their hustle on and, you know, try to make a living. And at the same time, they're not showing any sign of suffering, contrary to popular belief. I felt it was really an awakening. It was probably the first awakening I had being Filipino to really come to the homeland, if you will, and become a balikbayan, you know, to come back home. I felt that there is a sense of belonging there, and the culture in general is completely almost similar to ours, in respects to like American influences, both historically and socially through media and like the Hollywood life, you know. But it was also a great opportunity for me to actually reconnect to my family's past. I got a chance to meet family for the first time and meet those that I've met before who visit us in the States for vacations, but to actually be in their element was completely humbling and also a great eye-opening experience, because I not only have this more sense of almost I'm thankful for what I have, basically, more so after going to the Philippines, after just seeing the poor, but also I also have this sense of pride for who I am, because I got to my dad, when we went there, that was the first time he went to the Philippines in almost 20 years, and so I got to really share that connection to almost come back home, if you will, with my dad, and so that created a great experience, both between me and my dad for this bonding experience, but also to see what my dad was really talking about and what my grandparents were talking about growing up in the Philippines.